This is TWiT.
I am Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Back to the phones we go. And our next call is Pete in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, sir. Good. I have a question, all right, and to be honest, I found an iPhone 6.
Okay.
And it was locked. I can't tell who it belongs to. Is there any way I could either track it down, like track who owns it?
Oh, you just found it on the street?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, is it locked? If you turn it on, is it locked?
Yes, it's past it. And somebody took out the SIM card, too.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell if it was AT&T.
Yeah.
Verizon.
That you might be able to tell. AT&T and Verizon, I think, print labels on theirs. If it's locked, there's not much you can do. You could be a good Samaritan, I guess, and turn it into Apple. They may, or the cops, somebody may have filed a report. Although I suspect in a big city like Brooklyn, you file a lost phone report with the police, they're not going to probably pay much attention.
Yeah, they won't do too much.
They're not going to write down the number except to maybe put it on a post-it note and throw it away after you leave. If Siri is turned on, you might be able to interact with it. You know, Siri can be turned on even when the screen is locked. So press the button and, you know, tap the home button and see if Siri will come on. In fact, the chat room, Scooter X in the chat room, has found an article from 9 to 5 Mac, how to use Siri to return a lost iPhone. So you can literally ask Siri, who owns this phone? So try that. Now, normally I turn off Siri when the phone is locked because Siri lets you dial with an unlocked phone and do things like who owns this phone. You can do a lot with Siri even if the phone is locked. But I bet you know, most people don't. So tap and hold the home button, activate Siri, she'll go boom, boop, and then you'll say, who owns this phone, or whose phone is this, or who does this iPhone belong to? And Siri then, if there's an owner set for it, will say. How about that? Isn't that cool? Thank you, Scooter X, for that that fascinating tidbit. Now, if they've disabled Siri during the lock screen, I don't think there's probably anything you can do. I'm guessing that Pete's the subtext of Pete's question is, I hope I can't find out who owns this phone because then I can keep it. That would be my guess. So try that. And if you can't and it's still locked and Siri doesn't respond, I guess you could call the police and say, I have a lost phone. Of course, they may just say, great, bring it in. We'll take it. So maybe ask Apple, and sometimes people report it to Apple. I think if you do these few things, then you're ethically allowed to wipe the phone and start over and make it yours. You may not be able to because of kill switches. Now, Apple, I think, makes it impossible to do that without the actual password of the owner. So maybe it may not be useful anyway.